God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another beautiful day. We thank God for what He did yesterday. We thank God for what He has been doing in our lives. We appreciate the name of the Lord. And we want to appreciate God for a lot of testimony we are receiving. A couple of days, we've been having testimony all around coming to us of what God has done. We bless the name of the Lord for using this prophetic decree hour to perform wonders in the life of people. And if you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic declaration. This section is a section of aggressive prayer. This section is a section that we have to go into some deliverance prayers. And this section is a prophetic section. I believe, God, that whatever you are passing through, as you connect to us on this program, that problem and that situation shall give way in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I just want you to trust in the Lord. He's going to fight your battle. We thank God for today, the 20th of the month of May, year 2021. Just like, before you know what is happening, the days are running ahead, running very fast. It has been God's mercy, God's grace upon our lives and our family. Just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to give Him glory. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Beloved, I want you to wear the garment of a warrior as we pray at this very critical hour. Look at what is going on around us. We need prayers. Pray very well. Say a satanic agenda against me and my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic agenda against me and my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic agenda against me and my family, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Say satanic agenda against our nation, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic agenda against our nation, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic agenda against our nation, scatter in Jesus' name. We say every bondage of darkness programmed into my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every bondage of darkness programmed into my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every bondage of darkness programmed into my life, scatter in Jesus' name. We say inherited familiar spirit, in the name of Jesus. Inherited familiar spirit, in the name of Jesus. The inherited familiar spirit, in the name of Jesus. Inherited familiar spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Say consequence of generational iniquity, break in the name of Jesus. Consequence of generational iniquity, break in the name of Jesus. Consequence of generational iniquity, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, my Father, have mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, have mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, have mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, have mercy upon me and my family. Have mercy upon me and my family in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, oh God, my Father, show me favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me favor. 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 Oh God, my Father, show me favor. Show me favor. Show me favor. Show me favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every yoke of witchcraft in my foundation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of witchcraft in my foundation, break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me in Jesus' name. Pray. Say powers behind negative dream in my life, there in the name of Jesus.
powers behind negative dream in my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers behind negative dream in my life. Yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. I decree into the life of someone that is hearing me now, right from this moment, the hand of God shall take you from this level where you are into a level that no member of your family has ever reached. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak into your life that from today, the yoke inherited from your parents shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life as I am commanded now, that favor shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be way where people say there's no way. God shall clear the way for you and take you to the next level. Thank you, Father. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Beloved, this program comes up every 12 midnight between 12 and 1. And you can always join us and benefit and pray the prayers. Make sure you share the voice audio with your friends, your contact friends, so that they can be blessed. And also, they can also have something to share testimony about. I know that God is going to do it for you, and as you do it for them also in the name of Jesus Christ. Few days ago, I started talking about the bondage of generational curses. Sincerely, many, many of us, we are offshoot of this generational curse. Imagine a young man got married. A child, this is a Christian, he got married to a very beautiful lady, and the lady got pregnant. 4 months right inside that pregnant, that lady was strangulated by unknown spirit, and she died. Everybody lamented and cried, and the lady was buried. 2 years later, the man got married to another lady. The same pattern happened. She got pregnant at exactly 4 months. Something again came to her while she was alone in the room, strangulated her, and she died. That is not ordinary again. It has repeated itself twice. After some years again, this young man had to, arrange to get another fellow, And by the time he married to that one, immediately she conceived, they started praying. But at the 4th month, the same thing happened. Why? Not that God cannot answer prayers. But you need to understand something. You must pray with knowledge. The Bible says something in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. Verse 9b, it said, the just is delivered by knowledge. The Bible says, my people, they have gone to captivity for lack of knowledge. The Bible says, my people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see, when you don't have knowledge of what you are passing through, you will not be able to pray accurate prayer to hit it. You will just be parabolating your prayers, and it will not work. You must first of all get the knowledge of what you are passing through. You must first of all get the understanding of what you are passing through. Then you pray a targeted prayers, a sharp shooting prayers, and instantly there will be result. Generational curses is a terrible thing. You can see how that curse worked in the life of that young man. It was later when he started praying to know the secret of this battle that he got to know that his father was cursed many years ago because he took somebody's farm, and that was what he is suffering now. He is the firstborn, and that curse has automatically come upon him. The Bible says that Levite paid tithe in the loins of Abraham. When we are inside our mother and our father, when we have not been born, all the evil practiced by our father, our sextus, they are also practiced by us inside of them. All the wickedness they have done, they are programmed and passed into our lives. All curses released upon them, many of them have entered into wickedness, terrible wickedness, and curses were released upon them. These curses become a yoke, a bondage that we are born with now. So a generational curse is a curse running in a family. It's a curse that it automatically comes into your life when you are born into that family. You don't know anything about it, but you are now inside the curse. There are some families, they cannot give birth because a curse is running that family. There are some families when their wives or their ladies want to give birth to the second child, they died. There are some family that immediately there is an attempt to give birth to a boy, that very particular baby will die. Because in their family line, all the boys that need to be born have been sacrificed to idol. There are some families that terrible things that they cannot speak outside happens. There are some family now, the father sleep with the daughter, the sister sleep with the junior ones. It's a curse. It's a terrible curse. If you don't break that curse, it will repeat itself in the life of your children. There's some family now. What they are passing through at a particular age in that family, people die. It's a curse. As a family, they have their mother, the mother has arthritis, is having arthritis now. The mother had asthma, she is having asthma now. The mother had glaucoma, is having glaucoma now. No, all these are hereditary, and they are disease that pass into our lives through heredity. That disease was empowered by a curse into our lives. If a curse in the family is not broken, it becomes a stronghold. And when it becomes a stronghold, it now becomes very hard to break. Because stronghold is a fortified place where enemies hide themselves. The spirit behind the curse will hide himself in that stronghold, unleashing punishment upon the people. Oh my God, I stand against every stronghold of generational curses. Every stronghold of generational curse. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus Christ. When a family is cursed, you will notice that all attempts to move forward will be stagnated, will be frustrated, will be sabotaged. When a family is cursed, you will notice that where people are making it, you can't make it. When a family is cursed, you have certificate, that certificate cannot see the light of the day. When a family is cursed, you will find that in that family, nobody will be able to rise up. When a family is cursed as a generational family, you will find that people there will struggle. It may be only one person that graduates, and that one that graduated will be like if he has never graduated, if he has never gone to school. Because there is a curse in that family, a generational curse in that family. I pray for someone listening to me. If there is a curse of untimely death in your family, if there is a curse of marital delay in your family, if there is a curse of childlessness in your family, I command the curse to be broken by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let's confess our sin to the Lord. Have mercy on us and save our soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for what you are using this prophetic decree to do in the life of people worldwide. I pray that the oil they are holding now will be a yoke-breaking oil, yoke-breaking water. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter therein. It shall become instrument of power, fire, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil,
or water and drink a little. Then you shout loud and clear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I release my destiny from the grip of family curses. In the name of Jesus, I release my destiny from the grip of family curses. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I release my destiny. I release my destiny from the grip of family curses. I release my destiny. I release my destiny. I release my destiny. I release my destiny. In Jesus' name, say generational curse, bringing me back to square one. Break in the name of Jesus. Generational curse, bringing me back to square one. Break in the name of Jesus. Generational curse, bringing me back to square one. Break in Jesus. A generational curse operate like a child shadow that pursues people in that family. A generational curse operate like a dark umbrella that cover the destiny of people from being blessed. A generational curse operate like a garment that people in that family follows or wears. A generational curse operate like a dark hand that pull people down when they are about to move forward. You shout loud and clear, every generational curse wasting my effort, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse wasting my effort in life, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. I am led to tell you to pray that prayer two more times. Every generational curse wasting my effort in life, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse wasting my effort in life, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. This is the last one. Every generational curse wasting my effort in life, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse wasting my effort in life, break, 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 break. Every generational curse wasting my effort in life, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your stomach now, and you lay your hand upon it. Say, I cut off every evil pipe bringing affliction into my life. I cut off every evil pipe bringing affliction into my life. In the name of Jesus, I cut off every evil pipe bringing affliction into my life. I cut you off. I cut you off. I cut you off. In Jesus' name, pray. Somebody is receiving deliverance there. As you are cutting it off, I see your placenta hidden in the graveyard. And as you are cutting it off, the fire is setting that placenta free. There's another person there also. Your placenta was kept at the compound of your father's house. They buried it at the back of the house of your father's house. Now that very particular exercise has made some has opened your destiny to generational witchcraft. I command fire to set that location ablaze, and I command your placenta there to be roasted by fire. I cut you off from that affliction. Say every satanic sacrifice, tie me down on one spot. In the name of Jesus, every satanic sacrifice, tie me down on one spot. In the name of Jesus, every satanic sacrifice, tie me down on one spot. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Anoint your head. I command your destiny to be free from captivity. I command your destiny to be free from captivity. Be free, be free, be free. In the name of Jesus, anoint your chest. I speak unto your heart. Any stranger of darkness troubling your heart, get out and go back to the sender. Get out and go back to the sender. Get out and go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint your hand. Say, my hands receive total deliverance from the punishment of my father's house. Receive total deliverance from the punishment of my father's house. Receive total deliverance from the punishment of my father's house. Don't worry, just pray the prayer. You may not know the meaning, but I know what I'm saying. Say, my hand, receive total deliverance from the punishment of my father's house. Receive total deliverance from the punishment of my father's house. In Jesus, a brother need to pray that prayer hot more time. Pray it very hot. anoint your legs. I command your leg to be free. I anoint your leg with the anointing of dominion. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak unto the prayer request you have in your hand. It shall be answered speedily. And I pray for you right now that heaven shall open blessing upon you. Yes, there's a woman there being blessed. There's another person here. The document you are waiting for has been released. Yes. There's someone here you went abroad to marry. You have your husband here, but you've married another person there. I don't know whether it's with the consent of your husband to get paper. The Lord said that you tell you to quickly break off from that relationship because it has set a bondage upon your life and it may destroy your destiny if you don't do that. God has a plan for you and the plan will be fulfilled. Aha. I see another fellow there. You know, that you have duped a person and you didn't let the fellow know. That fellow trusted you that you duped him. And now the curses release is working against you. You may need to private chat me so that I tell you what to do. Yes. There is another fellow here. I wish we need to help. We need to help you. We need to help you. If only you can open up and private chat me, it will be better. You slept with your mother long time ago now, and this has brought in a terrible affliction into your life. In fact, you have not been able to gather anything since you have been laboring. We need to help you quickly. Private chat me quickly. Let me see how to help you. It's a personal thing, it's a private thing, and we keep all situations like that private and personal. Please, we may need to help you quickly. Make sure you do that. There's another lady here now that need to pray because this affliction is too much on you now. The curses is working against you seriously. You have been, this is just what you need to just take with wisdom now and let me know how so that I can help you. Anytime your husband travel, your husband doesn't stay around. Anytime you travel, there's another man that comes over to have carnal knowledge, with you. And you've been trying to break free, but it has been very difficult. Can you quickly private chat me so that we can tell you what to do because this may bring untimely death to your life. Please, I see you tied down at the shrine and they may likely use you as a sacrifice if you don't quickly deliver yourself from that. Please, please, you need to stop it quickly before the hour is over. The Lord will set us free. You know, don't be perturbed. You could just private chat me. Just send information about you to my number. I will give you my number at the end of this broadcast so that I can help you. Many people have fallen to that also, but they have been delivered today. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed you from it. You don't need to remain in bondage. The Lord will set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that all requests here will be answered. The mercy of God will come upon our lives. Our destiny will move forward. I pray for that woman. You have been looking for the fruit of the womb for 12 years. The Lord said that to tell you that the yoke is completely broken. And within the next 3 weeks, you'll be confirmed pregnant. Aha. Yes, I speak to the life of someone who has been going through a very terrible affliction. May you be free now. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those who have people in the prison, I command the favor and mercy of God to come upon them. And the heaven will show favor, will show mercy on them. And they shall be free in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that those who have been calling upon the name of the Lord for one thing or the other, the Lord will answer you speedily now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have not married and you have reached the age to get married, pray this prayer very well. Say, every curse upon my marital settlement, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray that prayer for 30 minutes for 10 days. And you will see testimony coming upon your life. A wonderful God is doing great things. And is continuing to do it now. You know, I know that God is going to work wonders upon your life in Jesus. If you are single, you need to join us in the program we are embarking on now. 21 days, fasting and prayers is always an annual program in our ministry. organized by our father, the Lord Dr. D.K. Olukoya, you might need to join quickly and get yourself delivered from that bondage. The Lord will help us. The Lord will set us free. And there will be testimony in Jesus. I want you to know, there is no close case with God. I want you to know, there is no case that God cannot handle. I want you to know that the hope is not lost. And you are going to recover. There's a man on a wheelchair. Anoint yourself. Somebody anoint that man. I command that strength to the strength to come to your legs, to come to your bones, and I command you to be released. Within the next few days, the power of God will fall upon you. You will rise up instantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at it now. Somebody closer to the man should begin to exercise him to rise up as you anoint his leg and his hand and his center head with this oil. Just begin to say, Holy Ghost, overshadow him. Say very well for about 10 minutes. This man will rise up from that wish. Let me know immediately that testimony appear. God bless you in Jesus' name. Beloved, you may want to get across to me. Send information to this WhatsApp number. It's my own number, and I keep all information intact and private. 08023369298 08023369298 08023369298 I fellowship in Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Emmanuel Akinola.